Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Annie. You are listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, Voice Tubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. We're going to talk about binge-watching in today's episode. Binge-watch is a verb meaning to watch several episodes of a television series or program one after another. In Chinese, we call this 追剧. Do you guys binge-watch? Personally, I do like to binge-watch. I think binge-watching makes me feel relaxed and I can get rid of stress in real life. What causes you to binge-watch, and why can't you stop watching a TV series like you are addicted to it? Well, today's sentence is one of the reasons. So, let's get into it right away. A series like Big Little Lies, which allows you to look at the same event through the eyes of very different characters. You are bound to be able to find a character that you can relate to and go on the journey with.
接下来我们进入到发音的部分。首先呢，我们先来看看这个句子中我们可以连音的部分。第一个呢，可以连音的是 look 跟 at 这里，可以连音念作 look at。接下来呢，是 find a character 这里。Find 跟 a 可以做连音，念作 finder。接下来呢，要注意的是单字 through。这个单字中 th 的念法念作 th。那这个音怎么发出来呢？就是把你的舌头放在你的牙齿中间就可以发出来咯。而后面的 ough 念作长音的 u， 整个单字念作 through。最后一个可以注意的发音部分是 character 这个单字，这个单字中 ch 发作 k 的音，那遇到的第一个 a 呢发蝴蝶音 a， 第二个 a 呢发作嘴巴微张的 a 的音，然后呢要把重音放在第一个音节，整个单字念作 character。接下来呢，我们来看看今天的单字吧。第一个单字为 series， series 为名词，意思是系列。例如我们常常说的 TV series， 意思是电视系列节目。那要注意的话呢，是这个字它单复数同形，所以不论是单数还是复数，它拼写的方式都是一样的哦。For example，My brother is so into Harry Potter that he has read the whole series several times. 我弟弟太爱哈利波特了，以至于已经读过整部小说系列许多次了。再来看一个例句吧。The company announced that they are going to produce another series of this drama. 这家公司宣布会在制作这部剧的另一个系列。今天的第二个单字为 character， character 呢，它是名词，意思是角色、人物。例如我们常常会说一部剧啊，或是一部电影的主角，就是在这个单字前面再加上 man， 主要的。所以主角的英文呢，就叫做 main character。那我们来看看例句吧。The rumor says that this well-known actor is going to play the main character in an action movie.这位著名的演员据说将要在一部动作片中担任主角。那 character 呢，除了角色人物的意思之外，还有另一个意思为性格、个性。例如我们常常说的 character traits， 就是性格特征，或是 character defects or character flaws， 意思就是性格缺陷。For example,His irritated temper is no doubt one of his character defects. 易怒的脾气无疑是他性格缺陷的一部分。大家会用怎么样的字形容自己的个性呢？可以在下方留言跟我分享哦。今天的最后一个单字为 bound。bound 为形容词，意思是肯定的，极有可能的。 它的相似词为 certain。Certain 应该是大家比较常见、常听到的字。那如果你下次要用 certain 的时候，可以试试看用 bound 这个字哦。那这个字常用的片语为 be bound to， 也就是今天例句中使用的用法。For instance, no matter how careful and cautious you are, mistakes are bound to happen sometimes.不管你多小心谨慎，偶尔还是可能会发生错误。这个例句完美主义者应该无法接受吧？但是啊，我觉得学习生活中的不完美也是人生需要学习的课题哦。
Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. I believe most of you guys like to binge watch like I do. And there are a lot of reasons for us to binge watch, such as to be part of public conversation or to relax. But no matter which reason makes you binge watch, it's important to take a break instead of staring at the screen all the time.Do you binge watch? If you do, tell us which TV show you are binge watching recently. Leave comments below and share us with your ideas. Don't forget to practice the sentence today and see you next time.